Eric Osterberg is an assistant professor in the Department of Earth Science at Dartmouth College, and he'll be speaking at the Concord event and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is your first time taking part in this kind of organized march, isn't it?
Yes, that's right, Rick.
Can you talk to me about what went into your decision to get involved?
You know, for me, this is really all about climate science because I'm a climate scientist, and the issue that really resonates with me is that, you know, we need to move past this false debate about whether climate change is real so that we can have the real debate as a society about how we're going to fix it. I mean, we here in New Hampshire, we know that our winters are getting warmer, our lake ice is dwindling, we know our summers are hotter, sea levels rising, we see more intense storms, and we know from the climate science that it's really our carbon pollution that is to blame for this. And so from my perspective, the question has to be, how are we going to come together as a society to address this problem and fix it?
Were you reluctant at all? I mean, what kind of discussion was there in within the community of scientists that you know about this? Was there any reluctance at all to participating?
Well, there was a long discussion, actually. There was an op-ed that came out in the New York Times back in late January that argued that, you know, climate scientists really shouldn't do this, or scientists in general, that this was a bad idea. And we actually had a pretty involved discussion with amongst the colleagues here at Dartmouth about whether we would participate in the marches. And ultimately, I decided that I disagreed with the perspective in the op-ed, that I felt like when people come together to support things in a big show like this, it does actually have a positive impact. And I think we've seen that through some of the other marches that have taken place. The op-ed made one point, which is that, you know, what we really need to be doing as scientists is getting out into the communities and meeting one-on-one or in small groups with people who might not be at the march on Saturday. And I 100% agree with that, but I don't see it as an either-or. A lot of us have been doing that sort of work in the communities for a lot of years, and I fully intend to continue that kind of work, perhaps even double down on that work. But I'll also be happy to be marching on Saturday.
I think the op-ed you're talking about was from a scientist named Robert Young, and he did make the point that this could raise concerns about scientists losing credibility by kind of injecting themselves into politics and into a political debate. Do you worry that at all, that it does make maybe casual observers think that scientists are over-politicizing this?
Sure, I guess I do worry about that a little bit, but ultimately, I decided, certainly for climate science, you know, this issue has been so politicized for so long. I think it's hard for it to get more politicized. I think that as scientists, we spend our careers studying these issues. And we see these things day to day when we go into the field. I go to Greenland and Antarctica, and I see these changes happening. I feel like it's my responsibility to get out there and inform the public to the best of my ability about what I see and what I think it means for the climate system. And then, you know, what we do about it, that's a whole separate issue. I'm not marching on Saturday advocating for any particular policy decision. What I'm saying is that we need to stop saying that there's a debate about whether climate change is real. And as a scientist, that's not a political issue. That's not a partisan issue. That's just based on the facts and the data that we work with every day as experts in this field.
So are there some scientists that you know who've made the decision not to get involved?
That's a great question. You know, there was about five or six of us on an email chain that was going around after that New York Times op-ed. And I think actually in the end, all of us decided that we were going to participate in one of the marches, either down in D.C., in Boston, or in Concord.
Has your work been impacted by any specific policy changes by the Trump administration so far, or is this more about the threat of potential changes?
Yeah, so far, I would say that in terms of actual changes that I've seen, we've had a number of conference calls that have come up in the past couple months that are in response to the president's sort of proposed budget and proposed cuts that are coming down the line, and how we might actually, as a climate community, climate science community, how we might deal with those cuts and continue to do the work as best that we can. So that's the only impact that I've seen so far. And so a lot of this is responding to the policy proposals that are out there, the priorities that have been set publicly by the new administration, and some of the rhetoric we've been hearing, not just from the administration in Washington, but from other parts of the political spectrum as well.
Yeah, I'm wondering what you have to say to critics who could say that this is more about self-preservation, that scientists are worried about, you know, protecting their own funding.
Yeah, I guess I would say that, you know, I'm in the fortunate position that Dartmouth pays my salary regardless of whether I get funded or not. So in terms of sort of, you know, that sort of self-preservation of do I still get paid, that's actually not really a concern for me personally. The whole concept of climate scientists are in this for the money in one sense or another is always rung hollow to me, just because there's so much more money to be made out there doing other things, that we have chosen this field because we're passionate about science, we're passionate about climate, and we're frankly turning down much larger paychecks that we could be making doing other things.
You know, we saw with the women's marches in recent months that, you know, you can catch the president's attention. Is there some intention on your part to see the president's attention turn to what's happening here, these science marches, and maybe pay attention to a subject that he wouldn't otherwise?
That would be a great outcome if the president, the rest of the administration, his advisors, if this became a little bit higher priority on their list of, you know, look, this is something that the people believe strongly enough that they're going to spend a good part of their Saturday out together marching in support of it. So if that's one of the outcomes, I think that's great, but I don't think that's a necessary outcome. I think a lot of this is for us to come together as a community to organize, to show support, not necessarily for the president, but so that the rest of America can see that we really strongly support science and that it's a priority in our lives.
Eric Osterberg is an assistant professor in the Department of Earth Science at Dartmouth College. He will be marching tomorrow at the Concord March for Science. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, Rick.